Hi there. The word for you today is on how to be married and happy. Solomon writes, Ecclesiastes 9:9, reading from the Message, "Relish life with the spouse you love each and every day." You know, marital happiness requires an environment of unselfishness. Two people deciding to live out what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount will absolutely find happiness together. Think, each beatitude, which is what your attitude should be, begins with the word blessed, which simply means happy. So true happiness can be found in the following beatitudes: humility, readiness to repent, gentleness, patience, being unassuming, loving what's right and just, pure-heartedness, and peacemaking. Those are the beatitudes. Now, these are the qualities that make a marriage go the distance, and notice they're the opposite of selfishness. An uncrucified self is the worst possible marriage material. The wedding ring symbolizes unending commitment, but unless it's superimposed over the cross, which is the symbol of death to self, there can really be no lasting marital happiness. Self will put an end to love. Love will put an end to self. Marriage is the ultimate invitation to growth in unselfishness. Living with another person pushes us to mature, mellow, and master the art of relationship-enhancing self-denial. Paul writes in Romans 12, verse 10, "Love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. They go together." The test of a loving relationship lies in putting your partner's needs before your own. Ask yourself, whose good am I seeking in handling this situation? That question reveals your real heart attitude, prompting you to put your partner first. Deliberately deferring to them applies the cross to self and the flesh and promotes your marriage. The more self dies, the more the relationship lives. Or as Jesus put it in John 12:24, "A grain of wheat must fall to the ground and die in order to make many seeds. But if it never dies, it remains only a single seed." Think about it.